This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Let's welcome in Ozzie Palomo from Chartwell Strategy, Republican lobbyist here. And he's actually calling us. He's our far-flung correspondent today, live for us in Scotland. Ozzie, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good, man. I mean, I know there's some work involved, but are you going to be able to play some golf out there too or no?
I think you know me well enough to by now that I will find a way.
I think you will. Have you ever played out there before?
Yeah, so I had a chance to come over last year with a group of friends from Connecticut, but we actually did the Highlands. So this go around, I have the opportunity to come over and attend the Scottish Open. So we are in Edinburgh.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, people I know that have gone to Scotland and Edinburgh, it's just an incredible place, incredible people too. So I hope you have a great trip.
I'm excited for. I was going to say I'm excited for the golf. My son's excited because of Harry Potter.
Oh, nice! I didn't know your son was in tow. That's awesome. Really, really cool. I mean, you've just got there, so it's not like I can ask the question of like how they view us these days. But I'm curious about I'm going to throw you a little curveball because it's stuff that happened over the weekend. You know, the Elon Musk third party stuff. I mean, we know that the Andrew Yang crew have been trying the forward party for a couple of years now, and it hasn't really gained any nationwide traction, really. Do you think, and it's been tried so many times before, but never by the richest man on the planet, do you think that there's a possibility of it shaking up the political infrastructure in this country, or is it going to be the same course as every third party effort in the past?
I think my initial take on it is, look, anytime you have the world's richest man kind of claim or state that he's going to put resources behind an effort, you have to take it somewhat serious and analyze to see, what's the reality behind it. Building a rocket or building a Tesla or taking over Twitter is a much more different business activity than it is getting involved in politics, which I think Elon learned in a short stint kind of working for the president. So I think it's something that it doesn't come natural to him. And I think what he's going to find is that you can put all the money in the world behind an effort as such. But the reality of it is the system as it's structured today is literally built for a two-party system, right? The state ballot initiatives and how to get on, certain ballots in different states is what trips up a lot of these efforts. You mentioned the Andrew Yang effort. You can go back to when Bloomberg said he was going to do this. So I think there are obstacles that he may not appreciate today that he may look at him and say, these are solvable because I solve big problems. But politics is a different beast for him. And I think, I don't know how he rolls it out or what he does. But at the end of the day, some of the criteria that he mentioned over the weekend that he wants to focus on is what a lot of Republicans tend to focus on, and Ronald Reagan said, 80% of something is better than nothing. And I'm paraphrasing, but at the end of the day, I'm not entirely clear what he's hoping to accomplish, because on the one hand, he cares about government spending and deficits. And on the other hand, he's crying about EV subsidies because it's hurting one of his largest companies. So I think, you know, politically speaking, I think he might be a little bit outside of his league here, and he's learning it the hard way. But again, he does have, you know, endless money at his, you know, and he's, what he's going to find is that it's really hard to do. Consultants, especially political consultants, are going to foam at the mouth, you know, given the amount of money he's claiming he's going to put behind it. So I think it's something to monitor, something to take seriously if you're a Democrat or Republican, in this case Republicans, because he seems to be targeting them. But I think we're a long ways from actually seeing the American Party on any sort of ballot in the near term.
Yeah, I mean, my hot take is that he would need somebody who's a credible, massive figure to be along with him. But I do think it's smart to, like, if he does focus on maybe one or two or three Senate races and a handful of House races, instead of trying to start huge, he starts sort of small in ways that could actually sway the balance of power in Congress. I think that's an intelligent way to go about it. But I do totally agree with just about everything you said there.
But the other thing he has to kind of understand too is that, you know, at the end of the day, at its core, politics is about being well liked, and literally you hope that people like you more than the next guy or the next woman. And right now, the Elon brand isn't high on anybody's radar. His likability is down. So I think to the extent that any sort of candidate that he backs is associated with him, all of his baggage comes with that. So there are some downside political risks associated with saying, I'd love to take your money, but I don't necessarily want your brand, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and I think it's a fair point. Since we only have a couple minutes, you know, you mentioned the 80% better than nothing thing, and I think that obviously relates to the spending bill that just passed, and I don't want to get too into it. I'm a debt deficit hawk, so I sort of say, what's the point? And to Elon Musk, I mean, I think that Musk is not likable, and that's in some ways just, you know, unfortunate, because, you know, I think that, like, in the Ray Dalios of the world, I believe that we are on a real.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Real dangerous trajectory here. When are we going to know if this bill is going to achieve what it's supposed to achieve? You know, is this going to be years? Because I know it's backloaded with the bad stuff and front-loaded with the good stuff. So, and I don't even know how you feel about it. I mean, part of me looks at it and it's like, what's the point? I mean, I'm not sure of a lot of elements to it.
Yeah, look, I think the budget issue is of real concern for certainly for my generation, our generation, Brian, and our kids. But I think at the end of the day, you know, a lot of the criticism that this bill is facing from a budgetary debt perspective is coming from the CBO score and Larry Summers' budget lab and et cetera. And the reality is, if you look back to the last several tax bills, the CBO has been dead wrong on their projections, right? If you take a look at the projections that they did for this bill, they had, you know, they said that if the tax cuts, you know, were to go through, you know, it'd be the largest tax hike in history, and that would impact growth at 1.8%. They took none of the account of all the business aspects of it, the full expensing of manufacturing equipment, et cetera, you know, and they still scored it at 1.8% growth. So, you know, Secretary Bessent made the point on CNBC to say, look, if you just made their projection is 2.8%, which is what we had under the first Trump administration, you know, the debt begins to kind of dissipate. And so I think to your point, like this is something that's going to play out, my guess is in probably the next 7 to 10 years, as you start to kind of see maybe some of those cost curves bend. Now, the political risk of that is, you know, if that 2.8% growth isn't attainable and the economy does start to buckle. But for right now, I mean, the economic indicators have been stronger than people anticipated. You know, if you take a look at the stock market back at the beginning of April, I think it was down 15%. As of Friday, we were up 7% year over year. So I know that's just one kind of the bellwethers, but, you know, employment figures were strong. Consumer spending hasn't seemed to be impacted by the tariffs. So I think at the end of the day, these things will play themselves out. But there's no doubt that Republicans kind of made their bed with this tax bill going forward. But I think, you know, again, the president, in large part, has been discounted a lot over the years, and he seems to have been proven himself right time and time again. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and anticipate that economic growth is going to be more than what CBO says based on historical context in his first term. And what this does, particularly to a lot of business growth here in the U.S., which leads to employing more Americans and the likes.
Yeah. I'm not sure 2.8% is going to be enough to bend the curve, but I think that in 7 to 10 years is probably likely, but that's a little daunting too. But I think all your points make a lot of sense. Buddy, we got to run. Have a great trip. We really appreciate the time and enjoy it.
Yeah, we'll talk soon. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.